lochutz v'leilech uliochloid. There's a possibility for the kohen himself to get inside the Beis HaKvaros, teed up the food. How could he do it? If he has the mechitza, like Rashi says, lochutz lasis mechitza b'noya b'na kever. Let him make like a box or any type of a mechitza, a wagon. He'll be on top of the wagon. Shelo yayil olav, that he's not on top of the mace. We're going b'shei the teva middle. He's in a box or a basket or a chest that somebody's carrying him in a box. So the box is underneath him. That's the mechitza between the kever and the kohen. The kohen is allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaros. So now he can get in there. Yikone shom aboy joim b'yagolos, or else he can go there b'yagolos and wagons im yirtza al mechazile. So since there is a echatimsa, the kohen can get inside the Beis HaKvaros. The Rabbanu will make a fair rubit chumim. That if the kohen has his pass outside the Beis HaKvaros before Shabbos, which is exactly a payimam out of the city, his ladder walk from there further, another payimam is out of the city. Alright, that's the Mishnah. Yeah. So the Gemara. Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Ein lemeidin min haklolois v'yafilu b'mokam shenema boichutz. Even when we have a klal, like in our Mishnah, it says a loshin, v'chol ma'arvin, you can make a ruvei tchumim, a ruvei chetzeres with everything. So chur, when something says everything, it means everything. And even though it says here loshin achutz min amayim or min amelech, which the klal should mean exactly everything you can make an erev with. The only thing not is only water and melech. Zok Reb Yechanan though, it still doesn't mean badafka. It could mean something else also. He's ain lemeidim min haklolos. Even though it says loshin akol, everything you can make an erev with, it's not true. Not everything. There are some other exceptions that you can't use that type of a food for an erev. And the chiddush is v'yafilu b'mokim shenema by chutz. Even in a place where it says the word chutz, like in our Mishnah, zechur, you would think it means bedavkum, any type of a food you could use for an eruv chetzeres like Rashi, or according to Tosfos eruv tchumim, the only thing is no good is just water. So I would think the Mishnah mamash means it. Still, no, you can't learn out from the clown. There are other things that also you can't use for an eruv tchumim. So Rashi and the meidim in aklolis kol hecha de tenan klal. Even though it says a klal everything, lo yamrinan dafku. We don't say it's for dafku. The ikar klal the loy dafim will say. Sometimes it says a klal everything, but it doesn't really mean it. The ikar middle do snayu bihu klolu. There are certain things that are not included in this klal. Ki hanak termin la kamon, like we'll soon explain. So the Gemara, mi di koma. Since Rabbi Yochanan said a loshin, afilu b'mokim shenema b'chutz. Even in a place when the klal says the word chutz also, like it says now Mishnah. Now Mishnah says b'chol ma'arvin, and then it says chutz min amayim. So Yechanan says even in such a case when it says the word chutz, there is except mayim. So then I would think it's really, really true what it says. It means everything, and the only thing no is water. Still, Rabbi Yechanan says no, it doesn't mean bedavka. There could be other things also you can't use for nerev. Now, since he said a loshin, afilu b'mokim shneiro by chutz. Michlal the lav hochi koi. Masha Rabbi Yochanan was not saying his member directly in our Mishnah. As he was talking about someplace else where it says a cloud. It says everything. And he says, you should know, even though it says everything here, it doesn't really mean everything. And Rabbi Yochanan said, not only this case, but even in the case where it says chutz, also it doesn't mean everything. Where is Rabbi Yochanan going on? And which cloud did Rabbi Yochanan say that cloud is not bedavka? It doesn't only mean what it says. And Rabbi Yochanan said, not only in that case, but even in our case, which says the word chutz min amayim, that I would think it really means bedavka, still, it doesn't mean bedavka. So where was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? And the Gemara Hosam Koi. He's going on the Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah in Kedushin says, Kol mitzvah saseh, shazman geromo anoshim chayovim, v'noshim pturis. A mitzvah saseh, that the Torah says a mitzvah, but it's a zman geromo, it's told in a certain zman, there's only a certain zman you could do the mitzvah. The klal is men are mechuyiv and women are potter noshim peturas. V'shaloi hazman gruma. If we have a mitzvah asay that's not tolin as man, you can do the mitzvah asay anytime you want. Stokum or bikecholim, anytime you want, you can do the mitzvah. Is echad noshim v'yechad anoshim chayovim. Both men and women are both mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So this is the klal. It says kol mitzvah asay mashma every mitzvah asay. That's a zman gerom is told in a special zman, like tzitzis. Tzitzis is only by yom, not by laila. Therefore, noshim apotim. So tomorrow, uklolahu, is that true? That you're telling me, kol mitzvahs, every single mitzvah? Or klolahu, the whole mitzvah saseish is man grama, noshin pturus, is attack a true that noshin mapota for more mitzvah saseish is man grama. Hare matzah. Eshin is the mitzvah matzah on Pesach by night, on Tezvov, Benisin, tit matzah. And noshin mamachuyiv tit matzah. Simcha, there's the mitzvah simcha saregel, to be samachta bechagecha, ato besecha goes even on your wife. So women also have the chiyiv simcha saregel. V'yakahel, there's the mitzvah kahal, that means at the end of Shvius, on Moitzoi Shvius, the first sukkis of the 8th year, the melech has to come and read the Sefer Torah Pashas Devarim in front of the kahal, in front of everybody called Klal Yisrael, and even the noshim amchuyiv to go to that mitzvah. The mitzvah saseish is man grama, these three mitzvahs, our mitzvah aseish as man groma, matz is only Pesach by night, simch is only on yontif, and akhel is only once in 8 years. Every 8th year, you're supposed to do it. Is, once in 7 years come that year. So man gromhu, v'noshim chayovis, and still noshim achayovis. So you see, even though it started off to say, kol mitzvah aseish as man groma, which is mashm every mitzvah aseish, no, there are some mitzvahs that are not included in this cloud. Weiter, for whole mitzvah sasei, shaloy azman gruma, noshim chayovis, is that klal also true that you're saying every mitzvah that's not told in his man, the mitzvah is nageya kiseid every second, you can mekayim that mitzvah, you want to tell me noshim amachuyiv and all those mitzvahs? Harei Talmud Torah? There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, there's no zman when you can learn any time, the mitzvah is shaloy azman gruma, and we know noshim apotefon, the mitzvah Talmud Torah. By the period of Rivia, the mitzvah to have children, it's only a chiv upon the men and not on the women. A noshim is potter, even though there's no zman for the mitzvah's pruravu. Opinion aben, the mitzvah to be poider ben, you have a bechor, the mitzvah to be poider, it's also the mitzvah say, shalai yazman groma. It's not a mitzvah say, shazman groma. The opinion aben is true, you don't do it for the first 30 days. But from then on, any time you want, you can be poider the ben. So the mitzvah's pidyon aben, and the klal is the noshim pturis. And still we have psukim, we darshan, that noshim apote from these three mitzvahs. So even though it started off to say a clown, that every mitzvah saseh noshim apote, and every mitzvah saseh shlei azman groma demachuyiv, you see it's not true. There are exceptions to the clown. Ella, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Ella, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ein lemeidim in aklolus. You can't learn out from a clown, even though it says in the beginning, kol mitzvah saseh azman groma, it says a clown. Still no. You came out now from the cloud. There are still some exceptions to the cloud. And on that din, Rabbi Yochanan was moisif, v'yafilu b'mokim shenema b'chutz. Even in a bigger chiddush, in a place where Bamis says chutz, like in our Mishnah says b'chol marvin, any type of food you could use to make an eruv techumen with, and it says chutz min amayim. The only thing now is water. So I would think that's padavka, just water you can't use, but everything else you could use, still no, it's not called a good cloud. There are other exceptions that you cannot use for an eruv techumen as well. So Rashi, ein lemeidim in aklolis, kol hecha detnan klal leyamrina davku, we don't say it's padavka. Dika cloud loy doctor will say, dika milud lesnayo vihu klal, ki hanach demin lekamon. There are things that are not included in the cloud. There are filo mokha shemo by chutz, midova ployne dikla meima mediavka lahai vadai dak bekloli. Since it says chutz an exception, mashma the klal is bedavka, what it means. Vnesvega no, shavavloyafik komai deboy. It still could be shy and leave over some other things, and it doesn't leave over everything. What now? Me the kom rabbi yechna afilu neklal dechi omar, lemilsei lav hochi yomra. Docha nema by chutz. Ome milsei mashma di aklolish don nema by chutz omra. Omishum hochi omar afilu, klaima. Loimi boy hechid lo nema by chutz. El afidu mokrosh nema by chutz, also it doesn't mean bedavka. So where did he say it on? The din in Kedushin. That noshim pturus perakam in Kedushin yalav taimah. Matzah, drashi liel horishoyna, choyvas asehi. But the Pasuk says, be'erev toich lo matzahis. Over shakal yom, the rest of Pesach, im rotzah l'stapik bebosar, b'loy lechem, ein choyvah lov lechol. The rest of Pesach, you don't have the chiyav tit matzah. So only the first night, you have the chiyav mitzah say tit matzah. So it's a mitzvah say she's man gromo and noshim amchuyiv in it. Simcha, v'samachta ato uveisechem, v'dashin v'rei noshim b'mashmi, even noshim amchuyiv in mitzvah simcha seregom. Now matzah nami choyiv lo noshim esech the psochem ekesho, lo teuch lo lov chomet, shiv asiyom teuch lo lov matzah, kol sheshno ba teuch lo chomet, yeshno b'kum echo matzah. Whoever's b'chal the love not to eat chomet, is b'chal the yesli to eat matzah. V'noshim yeshno b'loy teuch lo chomet,
the whole mitzvahs loisas say noshim usaris ka noshim. But that's pshit every lav anish is mechuyivin. So since there's a hekish of matzah to chametz and noshim are mechuyiv not to eat chametz, the middle of them mechuyiv to eat matzah. Hakel b'moyid shnasa shmita on sukkis after moitzuy shmita the chag asukkas and melech oimed al bima the kerul of neim mitzvahs mishnes torah. He reads in front of them the mishnes torah. Kadista b'soita uksev hu anoshim v'hanoshim v'yataf. The pasuk says klah even noshim also have to go to that mitzvah. So even though it's the mitzvah says she's man drama, still they're mechuyim of these three mitzvahs. And vayte talmud Torah noshim pturus uksev limaratem oisom es b'nechem v'loy b'nei seichem. Your daughters are potter from learning Torah. O peri of rivya uksev pru revu milu b'chivshu ish dak lichvash v'anisha dak lichvash. A man is a daro to go and capture things. So he has the chi of pru revu. Noshim don't have the chi of pru revu. Pidyon ab ben, pidyon, benoy hab chor, choyv al av. The father has to be proud of his son. V'lo yalem, the mother is part of the gedushin. Shamin en lo mi dechsev tifte. The kori be tipode. With ashen kol shechayev liftois, chayev lipodois. Whoever has a chiv when they're born, if they're the b'chor, there's a chiv to be proud of them, then they have a chiv to be proud of their children. Es benoy. Now the isha ain't a b'chlau pidyon. A isha, a girl, has no din pidyon ab kipinyon b'chorim atzmo. The chiv b'chor b'necho tipode. The afkir b'chor of your children are the boys. For loy benoy secha, not of the daughters. Emela inu nami b'mitzvos pidyon b'noy ab'chor. Einu nami b'mitzvos pidyon b'noy ab'chor. Since when the girls are born, there's no din pidyon b'chorim. Who are din, when they have children, they are now mechuyev to be part of their children. So the kids say they are psukim to say that they are part of these three mitzvahs, even though the mitzvah say shalei azman drama. And lemay, when it says a lashon of a klal, kol mitzvah say, it's not for davka. It could be excluding some of them. And that's the right, and who are din by our Mishnah. Even our Mishnah says a lashon chutz, still, it's not only water and salt that you can't use for Rubet Chumim. We'll soon see there are other things also you can't use for a Rubet Chumim. So the Gemara, Omer Abaya, V'itema Reb Yirmiya, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learn like this, that even in the place where it says a Lashon Klal, it doesn't mean it. Tanina, Oid Klal Acher Omru. They said another Klal, that what the Hilchos Tumah. Kol shenisa al gabe hazav tomei. Anything that's on top of a zav is tomei. If anything, a zav is holding up something, anything on top of him also has tumah. So drashi kol shenisa al gabe hazav el yoyne shel zav. Anything on top of a zav, a person at the zav, anything on top of him also becomes tomei, even though he's not touching it. This is called kol shenisa. Anything on top of the zav that's up because of the zav is tomei. The yichsiv the pasuk says b'chol asheyia tachtav. Anything that's under the zav. Now, the Yom Perk Benoist Kusin, the Gemara Nida says, my tachtav, what does it mean under the zav? Inay matachtav the zav, if you want to say mamish literally, it means what's underneath the zav, hainu mishkov. That's the mishkov of a zav. Elad means here, b'chola sheyiyah hazav tachtav. Anything the zav is underneath, v'hainu el yoynishol zav. It means what's on top of the zav. In other words, the zav is underneath it. So anything on top of the zav has tumah. Abi, it's on top of the zav, it's leaning on top of the zav, that's called kol shenisa, gabi azav is tummy. Vaita, v'chol shazav nisolov, any time the zav is on top of something else, in other words, something is underneath the zav, like the zav is lying or leaning or sitting on something, halacha is tor. Those things are tor, chutz only min haroy lemishka v'moshev. Only something that's roi lemishka v'moshev, like a bed or a chair, only something that's oimed for the zav to sit on. Then there's a tumas mishka v'moshev. V'hodam, and a person also. Lo yitzui, a person is holding up the zav, the person also becomes tummy. But that's all. That's what this klal says. That what kol shenisa gabi yazav, v'chol shazav nisolov. Anytime the zav is on top of something, that thing is always tor. Chutz, the only time that it's tamei, only min a royal mishka b'moshev, if he's sitting on a chair or lying on a bed, something that's royal mishka b'moshev, who adin v'yodim? If an adam is holding up the zav, the adam becomes tamei. For the kasha, for sulekin, is there no other tumah that a zav is on top of that is not makabel tumah? V'iko, there's another case where it is makabel tumah. Merkav, there's a tumas merkav. When a zav is riding on something, what he's sitting on is also tamei. For the Gemara, high America of this that he's sitting on, like the saddle, what are we talking about? Hechidomi. Where's the case of a Tumas Merkav? that the Zav is sitting on something. If the Zav is like riding a horse and he's sitting on a saddle, of a Zoy Haino Moshev, that's Mamish Moshev, because it's Oymet to sit on a saddle. So if a Zav is sitting on a saddle, it's very good that it's Oymet. That's Bechlal the first case, that anything that the Zav is on top of, that's Mishkav Moshev Miyuchet for him to sit on, his Tak is Mekabel Tumah. So what's the Chiddush of Merkav? Haino Moshev. So the Mara Anan Hochikamrina, this is what I mean to say. Ho'iko Gabo Diuchva. That's the top part of the saddle. There's like the part you hold on to. You have a saddle you sit on, and the top part of the saddle comes up that you grasp it, that the Zav grabs a hold of it. So the top part of the saddle the Zav is not sitting on. He's sitting on the regular part of the saddle. But the top part of the saddle has a new Chiddush Tumas. It's called Tumas Merka. Since he holds on to it while he's riding, it also has a Tumas that a Zav is on top of. That's the kasha. How do you say only these things? Is Mekabel Tumah, you left out Merkav. There's a Tumas Merkav. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Ho'ukiv Tomei Moshev. So Yukov, that means the saddle, the part on the saddle that the Zav Mamre sits on. Pshita, that's Tumas Moshev. The Zav is sitting on it. The Hatofus, but the top part of the saddle that the person grabs a hold of while he's riding, that's Tomei Merkav. That has a Tumas Merkav, a new type of a Tumah. Even though it's not Mamre sitting on it, it's called Tumas Tomei Merkav. And the Braisa left this out. The Braisa said a cloud that everything the Zav is on top of is Tor. Only, the only thing is Tomei, only Mishkav Moshev. I, the Braisa, left out Merkav. Elo Tzorayish Maminon. And Lemeidim Min HaKlolis. Even though it says a cloud, everything the Zav is on top of is Tor. It's not Bediyik. There's another thing, Merkav, that's also Tomei. The Yafilu V'mokim Shneem Bavai Chutz. Even here where it says the word Chutz, it says whatever the Zav is on top of is Tor, Chutz, the only thing is Tomei, only Mishkav Moshev and Hodom. So I would think it means V'davka, only these three things. Kamashko, no, still it could be leaving out something else. Like here, it left out Merkav. There's another Tumah, the Zav is on top of riding on a saddle. So the thing that he grasps, holds on to, that's also has a Tumah Merkav on it. See Rashi? Chutz min haroi lemishka b'moshev. Abu shein haroi tor. If a Zav is sitting on something that's not roi for him to sit on, it's tor. Kediyama b'chayu b'kodesh, the Gemara says in Chagigam, yochel kofa so. The yoshev alei, you take a barrel and turn it upside down, and the Zav will sit on it. Yei tomei, maybe it's tomei, because now he's sitting on it. Talmud loyma v'ha yoshev ala kli. Asha Yoshev Olaf. The Pasuk says that he's sitting on. Ridashin Misha Miyuchad Yeshiva. It's Kiseida Oime to be used to sit on. Yotzezeh Mashenk in this barrel. Shaina Miyuchad Yeshiva. It's not Oime to sit on. Shaim Yamamoid Vinasal Machtenu. When you have to use the barrel, you tell this person, get up. I have to turn the barrel back over again and use it. So such a thing that's not Miyuchad Yeshiva has no Tumash Mishka. So therefore, the only thing that's Tomei when a Zav sits on is only something that's Miyuchad for him to sit on. The Yodam, of Adam is also holding up the Zav, he's also Tomei. The Yechseva Hanoise Oysam, Af HaZav B'mash Moysam. Even if you're holding up the Zav himself, you're also Tomei. Tofus to Ukav, Yevalaz, Shekesheroichev, when you're riding, Toifes B'yose Eitz, you grab a hold of that piece of the wood, Shenikra Atsoin, Holoki Metame Mishur Merkav. That's the new Chiddush that has Tumas Merkav. Even though you're not Mam is sitting on it, you're only grabbing a hold of it. But since it's helping you ride, it has a Tumas Merkav on it. Yeah. So the kids, that's the klal here, that even though Amol, it says in Lashon Koil, everything, it even says Chutz, it's Lav Badavka. It could be some other things also are not included in this klal. So the Mara Amar Ravina, V'yitema Rav Nachman, Afa Na Na Mitanina. I also have a Raya for this Dach, that even though it says Koil, it doesn't mean Badavka. Says now Mishnah b'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. You can make an eruv etchumim any type of food. Again, the klais of eruv etchum is the moshe. You want to be able to walk more than alpayim amah out of your city. So before Shabbos, you put on eruv means you put some food outside the city, exactly alpayim amah out of the city. You put it down there, and the svari is that a person always goes basar where his mazon is. So since his food is outside there, it blinds as if the person is living there, and your mokim dira is where your food is. So mainly you have another alpayim amah from where you put the eruv. That's the klal of eruv b'tchumim. So it says, b'chol marv, you can make any type of food you put outside there is good for eruv b'tchumim, or mishtatvim, who are then for shtufim voice, we have a mavui, and you want to be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavui, you have to collect food from everybody in the chotzer and put it in one of the chatzerim. That's called the shtufim mavois. Is any type of food you could use, chutz min amayim uvi hamelech. Only water and salt you can't use, like it says in our Mishnah. For the Gemara, is that true? V'su leka, is there no other food that's possible you can't use for erev? V'yoiko kimeino patrios. There's mushrooms. Mushrooms also you can't use for eruv etchumim. You can't use this food for eruv etchumim. Elish mamina and lemeidim min aklolas v'afilu b'mokim shnema b'chutz. Even like here, which says the word chutz, still we can't run out of the cloud. It says a cloud, everything you could use, it's not pedavka. You can't use mushrooms either, you can't use. Yeah. The Rishon HaMasbir, the Pshat is the saying, the vort of an Erev is that if you put your mozen where your food is, that's where a person's dir is. Your dir goes vosa where your food is. So if you put something choshev outside there, that's what you're going to eat, so it looks as if you're living there. Now, mushrooms has no chshivas to it. You don't fill yourself up from it, and you don't put it for a liftoin. It doesn't help you eat the bread. Because there's two types of things you can use for an Erev. You could use something that's mamash muslim by itself, it satisfies you the way it is, or even if it's not satisfying by itself, but if it's lifton, if it's malafis as a pas, it makes you eat the bread better, so it's bottled to the bread, and it's amazing because it helps you to eat the bread. Mashenke and kimeim or patrios don't help you either. It doesn't fill you up by itself, and it's not a lifton for the bread, therefore you can't use it for an erev. So even though the Mishnah only says water and salt, it's not padavka, you can't use this either. What? We'll see about that. Right. So tomorrow, hakol nikach for kesef meisah. So the Mishnah says what? Anything you could buy for kesef meisah. Again, if you have meisah sheni, that's the peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So meisah sheni, the din is you're supposed to take the peiros and eat it in Yerushalayim. Let's say you have 100 pounds of apples, too heavy to carry. So the din is you could be poyder it on money wherever you live in Eretz Yisrael. You take the value of it and you poyder it onto money. So you get your $100 bill, and now you take the money to Yerushalayim, and when you come to Yerushalayim, you buy food. You put the money back onto food, and you have to eat that food in Yerushalayim. Now, what can you buy with your money? So saying now, Hakel Mishnah says, Hakel Nika Bekesav Meiser. You can buy anything with Kesav Meiser. Give me Chumash. Yeah. One learned this chiddush on Hilchas Erevin to make for an eruv b'tchumim. The chad masniya meiser, and one learned the halacha we're soon going to learn about on Hilchas Meiser Sheni. What does that mean? Chad masniya on our eruv. One said this halacha we're soon going to say is talking about eruv b'tchumim. That what? Loi shonu. That when does the Mishnah say you can't use water or salt? When using water by itself, or using salt by itself, the ain marvin, then you can't use either one of these two by itself for aruv etchumin. When you mix the two together to get salt water, then marvin, then you could use it for aruv etchumin. And the svar is then, because that's called lifton. And more you take your bread and you dip it into salt water. So since you use it to malafin, that's a pass, that you could make aruv etchumin with. So one learned this chiddush that if you have two together, salt water, you could use it only for ruv etchumim. The chad masni, one learned this chiddush even a meiser. It even goes a meiser sheni. The what? Loi shonu el amayim b'fnei atzmon. The Mishnah says what the money of meiser sheni. When you take to Yerushalayim, you have to buy food. One says you can't buy water or salt. It means b'fnei atzmon by itself. O melech b'fnei atzmon, salt by itself. The eini kochim. You can't buy with the money of meiser sheni. Avo mayim umelech. If you want to buy salt water together, then nikochim ekesev meiser. You could buy it with the money you have to use for meiser sheni. So that's the machlokes. So tomorrow, man the masni meiser, the one that learned this chiddush, even upon meiser sheni, is kol shchein erev. If salt water helps to buy, you could buy salt water with the moyes of meiser sheni. Pshit, you could use salt water to make a ruv etchumim. Or man the masni erev. But the one that learns the chiddush, no, only for ruv etchumim, avla meiser loy. Mashem came to buy mice with the money of mice sheni, you can't buy salt water. Why, my timer? Peri binin. Like we'll soon see in Amad Beis, with Dash and the Psukim, it has to be a peri. It has to be a type of a fruit that you could use, or something that grows, that you could use to buy from mice sheni. Mashem came salt water, is not called a peri, therefore you can't use it. Trashi. Chad masni erev, chad masni amaiser. Hai loishanu de karmin lekamon. It's this loishanu that we're explaining when the Mishnah says salt and water is no good, it only means separately, but together it is good. So one learns it even on maiser sheni. Strashi mayim umelech, hamurovin. If it's mixed together, mozon hain, litvo ben pitoy. Then it is called a mozon, because it's called a liftern. You dip your bread inside the salt water, so that's called a mozon. It fills you up. So one says, even by Maiseh Sheni, the other one says, no, for Maiseh Sheni, we'll soon see the Psukim, you would have to need a pri, something that grows. And salt water doesn't grow, you can't use it. So the Maraki also, Reb Yitzchak, Masni Amaiseh. When Reb Yitzchak came, he learned this Chiddush even on Maiseh Sheni, that when you want to buy something with the money of Maiseh Sheni, you could even buy salt water. For the Gemara Maiseh, I have a kasha on you, Reb Yitzchak. Hey, Reb Yudah ben Godish. Reb Yudah ben Godish said over Nadis, in the name of Reb Lezer, shall Beis Abba, that in his father's house, hoyu loikhin seer, the kest of Maiseh. When they had the money of Maiseh Sheni, originally they had the Peris. It was too heavy to carry to Yerushalayim, so they were putting the Peris onto money. Now they took the money to Yerushalayim, they wanted to buy food. So the Maiseh was, one. They bought seer, that means the brine of the fish, the juice that comes out of the fish. Loikhin seer, the kest of Maiseh. Is Omar Lloyd, the Chomim told, his base abom, Shema Loy Shemat Ela Kishakirve Dogim Murovim Behem. When is the good that you could buy with the Mois Maiseh Sheni, or the brine that comes out of the fish? That's only if this Kirve Dogim, the Kishkis, some of the meat, like of the fish itself, is mixed into the juice. Then it's good. Mashenkin, just the tzir by itself, is no good. So you see, it's a machlekis. Can you use the tzir, can you use the brine that comes out of the fish? Or no, dafka has to be with the kirvei dogim, with some of the insides of the fish have to be inside also. So tomorrow, even Reb Yudah ben Godish, even Reb Yudah ben Godish that was mekel loikomer elu betzir, he only said with the money of Maiseh Sheni you could buy tzir, that means fish brine. Why? The shumna de perihi, hakoponim, the brine, the juice that comes out of the fish, has some fat of the fish inside it. So it has some substance there, it's made in something. Avomayim melech loy. But it's mash maklaw, just salt water, apshit, you can't buy it from Moisa Maiseh Sheni. It's only a machlokes if you can buy tzir, that's fish juice, that at least it has some fat of the fish inside it, so it has something to it. But mash maklaw, according to both of them, poshut the salt water, you can't use. Tadrashi. Tishumna de peri. Afilo kishen kirve dogim urofim, but even if there's no part of the meat of the fish inside the juice, there's some of the fat of the fish with the salt and the water. That's good. But mashma poshut, the salt water that has no juice of the fish is no good. So how could you, Reb Yitzchak, say that for Maiseh Sheni you could even buy salt water? And the Gemara, Amar Reb Yosef,